Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Your DuPont Pioneer team doesn't take with you from the word go lightly. Whether you're up against tough conditions or overwhelmed with spraying plans, or you need a pot of coffee because you're up at 4 a.m., we're there. And when it comes to selecting high-performing Pioneer brand sorghum products that work best in all your fields, we're there too. So talk to your local Pioneer sales professional to get the most yield potential out of your sorghum acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Look for the cattle complex to open on a mixed basis this morning as traders position ahead of cash news and the March 1 on feed report. And the lean hog issues look to have uneven price actions today, thanks to follow-through buying on one hand and nervousness over pork demand. Well, it's been weeks since cattle buyers and sellers have backed themselves into the 11th hour. Yet here we are today. Light biz surfaced in part of the north yesterday, but for the most part, the country trade has been untested, although we have seen a $129.50 trade in our part of the country. March 1 on feed report is set to be unveiled today. Average trade guesses anticipate the following: on feed 100 to 101%, placed in February 98 to 99%, marketed in February 103 to 104%. Now expect the late week cash hog market to open with bids steady to a dollar lower today. Market numbers are plentiful and pork demand seems to be struggling. Assuming a Saturday kill of 135,000, the weekly slaughter total should be close to 2.34 million. Most crops close lower again on the future on the grain futures, with corn settling at a 2.5 month low and hard red winter wheat at a 2 month low on continuous charts. Corn, soybeans, and winter wheat are near oversold levels on technical charts, with RSIs in the low 30s. Forecast rain continues to weigh on winter wheat. Now, the winter wheat futures did finish lower in light trading yesterday, as forecasts for rain this week and next weighed on the markets. Hard red winter and soft red winter wheat futures are both the lowest since early January and in the low 30s on the RSI charts. Corn futures closed lower for the fourth straight session amid pressure from the harvest in South America. The May contract remained under key moving averages with an RSI of about 34 on the charts and 30 considered oversold. Soybeans settled a little lower for the second and at the lowest for the May contract since early January. We'll check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, live cattle futures, April was down 67, 121.77. June down 97 at 112.80. April feeder cattle down a dollar at 135.35. And the May down 125, 134.02. April hogs up 120 at 69.35. And the May was up 142 at 73.95. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May down 4.5 at 428. July's down 4 cents at 440 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, May down 1.25 at 421. July down 1.5 at 436. May corn down 2 cents at 356 and 3 quarters, and July's down 2 cents at 364 and a half. May soy is down 8 and 3 quarters at 991, and July's down 8 and 3 quarters at 1001 and a half. On the cotton futures, May's up 16, 77.43, and July's up 8, 78.56. May crude oil's up 28, 47.98. June's up 25, 48.51. April natural gas down 1, 303 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.